I like a girl that appreciates a nice broke dude from time to time. And Katie, who's on the phone to do a second date update right now, loves broke dudes.
Wow, rare.
Yeah, what's up, Katie? How are you?
Hey, guys.
You're a girl after my own heart.
We'll get to how much you like broke guys in just a second. But first, tell us about the broke guy that you went on a date with. What's his name?
His name is Gabriel.
Gabriel, okay. All right. And how did you meet him?
We met on a dating app.
Not a pay-for dating app, obviously.
True.
And it was free.
Was that like part of his like profile that he said he was a broke dude?
No.
That wouldn't work.
That's not the central factor of the story.
Oh.
Okay.
Just so you guys know.
Yeah, that's just what I chose to highlight on from her email.
She focuses on the wrong things a lot.
Tell us about your date with Gabriel.
We had a great date. I mean, and honestly, like, I've been on and off dating apps for the last year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a few. Like, Bumble, Tinder, OkCupid. I've really tried a lot. And some have been really bad. But some have been good. And Gabe, this one with him was actually one of the best I've ever had. I've never felt like I've met someone online and really, really, really liked them.
Aw.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, and it sucks even more that you're not getting a call back now.
Yeah.
Exactly, and that's why I wanted to talk to you guys.
Tell us about the date and why I keep calling him a broke guy. You should probably explain that.
I'm anxious to find out.
So we met at a restaurant, and it was kind of funny because we sat down, and he looked really nervous.
Hmm.
And I've done this a lot in the last year, and it's kind of just like, it doesn't really work me up anymore. And I looked at him and just said, you don't have to be nervous.
Yeah,
right.
And I thought maybe... I don't know. Maybe he doesn't do this a lot. I intimidated him. Maybe he thought I was pretty. I don't know. But either way, I just kind of wanted to let him know that it was cool and like, it's okay. Like, no pressure. This is just fun.
Right. Did that help?
Well, he said that it wasn't that and it was something else.
Oh.
And so I asked him what he was talking about. And he said, to be honest, I just don't think I can afford the food here.
Oh, sweetie.
No.
So that's your broke joke thing, whatever.
Yeah. And then you laughed at him and left.
No.
No, I laughed because I was not expecting that. And I told him, wow, I said, you're a breath of fresh air. Because honestly, I love that you are honest.
Right.
I don't know. I was not expecting him to say that. And it wasn't a turnoff to me that it was too expensive. And I appreciated his honesty. I've done that before. Like, I've definitely looked up menus ahead of time and changed plans.
Yeah.
Right, totally. So what'd you guys do? Did you leave or did you offer to pay for the meal?
So I said, well, let's just get out of here and go somewhere else. And, you know, he was kind of worried. And said, are you sure? Is it okay? And I said, yeah, it's totally fine. Let's go. Oh. I didn't want it to be weird or uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So we left and just went down the street and grabbed some euros and beers at this little hole in the wall place.
Dude, perfect.
Yeah, it was, you know, it's great. I don't care where we are. I just wanted, you know, meet someone and talk to them. And it was super fun.
And the honesty must have made you feel comfortable with him, too.
Yeah.
Totally. And it was like, you know, without having this kind of like fine dining atmosphere around us, it was better, I think, in a casual setting. So that was great. And
so did he drop his nervousness after that when you guys went to the Euro place?
Totally. And we talked, like, nothing felt like formal or surfacey or superficial. We talked about like a lot more, and I felt like we were really connecting. It was so refreshing.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. You sound like you were so jaded before this man came along and he like renewed your spirit in like the hope for love.
Yeah.
Yes. I always have zero expectations.
Which is why you're never nervous, because you got nothing to lose.
Exactly. That's how, yep, that's exactly what I do.
Okay.
And so at the end of the day, I kind of like was joking with him and I was like, do you want to dine and dash here too? And he thought it was funny. We laughed. And
did you guys actually dine and dash though?
No, we didn't.
Oh, damn.
We just, you know, we ended the date normally. He gave me a hug, and I have not heard from him since, like, except for a text that night saying thanks for the date.
Okay. And what do you think went wrong? Why do you think he's not wanting to go out again?
I don't know. Like I said, just being able to be honest with each other, changing the place, like going to somewhere more casual.
Right.
I thought that it was kind of fun and chill, and there was no hard feelings, no reason to feel embarrassed or weird. I thought it was really, really actually, like, again, one of the best dates I've had in a long time.
Okay.
I think it's strange that he's not calling you back either.
Yes.
Because you sound awesome on the
date.
Totally. Thank you. I thought I was too.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, we'll try to figure it out. We'll play a song and then come back and call him and get your second date update, okay?
Great. Thank you.
Yep. Hang on.